This is VOA News. I'm Richard Green. Hospital officials said Wednesday Israeli airstrikes across Gaza killed at least 34 people, including 19 women and children. The strikes at a UN school sheltering displaced Palestinian families, as well as two homes. The head of the UN Agency for Palestinian Refugees says six staffers were among the dead. The Israeli military said it targeted the school in central Gaza because Hamas militants were planning attacks from there. United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres is criticizing Israel for what he says is a lack of accountability for the killing of UN staff and humanitarian aid workers in the Gaza Strip. In a wide-ranging interview with Reuters Wednesday, Guterres condemned Hamas's deadly attack on southern Israel last October 7th that sparked the current war.
But then afterwards, we have witnessed a series of military interventions by Israel in Gaza with a level of death and destruction that has no parallel in my time as a Secretary General, and with very dramatic violations of international humanitarian law and total absence of an effective protection of civilians.
The UN says nearly 300 humanitarian aid workers, more than two-thirds of them UN staff, have also been killed during the 11-month-old conflict. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken and British Foreign Minister David Lammy traveled to Ukraine's capital Kyiv on Wednesday. With Kyiv at a critical juncture in his struggle against Russia, Blinken said he wanted to hear directly from President Volodymyr Zelensky what Kyiv's goals are in the war and what Washington can do to help it achieve them.
We remain fully committed to Ukraine's victory, to not only ensuring that Ukraine can defend itself today, but can stand on its own feet strongly, militarily, economically, democratically, for many, many days ahead.
This is VOA News. Blinken and Lammy pledged nearly $1.5 billion in additional aid to Ukraine during Wednesday's visit. A year after a massive earthquake struck Morocco's high Atlas Mountains, people there say reconstruction has been slow, and many are still living in tents or have been forced to move elsewhere. Lisa Bryant reports.
Morocco's High Atlas region is one of the poorest and most underdeveloped parts of the country. The government has earmarked $11 billion in aid to reconstruct the area, while tens of thousands of earthquake-affected people have gotten state support. Reports say many have yet to get the full payment. Reports also say many residents still live in plastic tents or have been forced to relocate. Some have protested for more support. Lisa Bryant, VOA News.
Parts of Vietnam remain severely flooded Wednesday after the deadly Typhoon Yagi hammered the southeastern Asian nation with torrential rains. Reuters correspondent Diane To has that story.
Officials have reported scores of people dead and missing, mostly from flash floods and landslides. Authorities in Hanoi evacuated thousands of people from their homes along the Red River as its waters rose to a 20-year high. Yagi was the most powerful typhoon to hit Asia this year, bringing catastrophic flash flooding to neighboring Thailand as well. At least two people were killed and hundreds stranded after heavy rains swept through two northern provinces, swelling rivers, inundating settlements, and triggering mudslides, Thai authorities said on Wednesday. And about 9,000 households have been impacted.
That was Reuters correspondent Diane To. U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris and former President Donald Trump met for what could be their first and only presidential debate Tuesday. Here's VOA's Dora McCower.
Fans on both sides felt the vice president successfully goaded the former president.
Trump, you know, I think that he got baited a couple times with some of her personal jabs, like his rally sizes, people leaving his rally early.
It's very clear that she's on her best game and that she's willing to take him on in a clear way.
Early signs suggest that neither candidate performed strongly enough to win over significant numbers of undecided voters, the very people who could decide the election. While Harris's team is calling for another matchup, Trump says he is less inclined to debate Harris a second time. Dora McCuar, VOA News, Washington.
International Edition delivers insight into world news through eyewitnesses, correspondent reports, and analysis from experts and newsmakers. We also keep you in touch with social media, science, and entertainment trends. I'm Richard Green for VOA News.